Item number 18, request from the Fishery Management Division and Army Corps of Engineers to set aside leasing certain areas of Glen Haven River for the purposes of native oyster restoration.
Mr. Chairman, back in a couple of years ago, we approached the commission, along with the Army Corps of Engineers, with a plan to restore the native oyster in the Glen Haven system. And it took quite a bit of paperwork to come to an agreement on that, but ultimately in June of last year, what is called a project cooperative agreement was signed by the Commonwealth of Virginia and the Army Corps of Engineers to proceed with that restoration plan, which will involve the placement of shell and broodstock oysters in various locations within the Glen Haven system. One of the unfortunate aspects about the Glen Haven is that there are no public grounds there. So there are no readily available public ground sites that we can use for the construction of the reefs. And nonetheless, we identified grounds that had not been leased by individuals, and we proceeded with the restoration program last fall. And the green areas, I guess they're green, are those areas where shell plants were made this year. In addition, working with the Corps, we have identified still other areas that we will potentially want to go to next year for restoration. But because these grounds are unassigned, we run the risk of a private citizen coming in and wanting to lease those grounds, including those that have already been planted on. And so we're asking you here today to permanently set aside from leasing those areas on which restoration occurred in 2007.
Has there been any opposition?
Not that I'm aware of. There were two pieces, and we're also asking you to temporarily set aside those areas on which we contemplate restoration activity this year. Not all of those areas will end up being used, but once we identify them, we will come back to you and ask you to make that temporary designation a permanent designation. Motions along those lines here today will prevent the public from coming in and leasing areas that might be very important for restoration of the area. There were two areas that we had identified previously for 2008 restoration. One of them has since been leased, and one of them is going through the process of being leased. And we have removed those from consideration to accommodate those individuals. To prevent us from getting into that situation again, we would ask that you set these areas aside both permanently and temporarily.
Any questions, Mr. Travelstead? Matters before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve staff's recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed? Thank you, Mr. Travelstead. Next item, procurement procedures, 2008 shed restoration program. Who's handling that?
I think I